This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today on this very special show that we have. As you all know, we lost the great Charlie Daniels this past week, and he was a frequent guest on our program. Came as a real shock to all of us. So we're going to dedicate the majority of today's show to the memory of Charlie by playing our last interview that we did with him just a couple of months ago. Then Lee Greenwood will be here to talk about his memories of Charlie Daniels, along with our next guest, Richard Sturban from the Oakridge Boys, who knew Charlie so well. Travis Tritt, who's going to be singing at Charlie's funeral coming up this week, will be joining us. Country music celebrity Gene Seeley will also be here. And then we have John Taffer, Cameron Hall, and Dr. Robert Wechsler. So that's all coming up this week. My first interview, this first hour, our last interview with Charlie Daniels. Please listen.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a compromised immune system, so I've been taking the 3 veggie and 3 fruit for 2 years, and I have not gotten sick. It's unbelievable. I feel like a normal person. I'm not tired. I don't wake up tired. And it's just amazing to me that there's such a difference.
I don't get sick. Everybody around me got the flu this year. My wife had it. My grandkids got it. And I haven't gotten sick at all. My energy level is better. Body aches and pains, I just don't really have them anymore. The pills are incredible, and they're doing me a world of good. So thank you very much for that.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you played pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin."
Back with Ron Segi today, and over the years, we've made a lot of friends, but this friend is special. Joining us right now, our pal, Charlie Daniels. Hey, Charlie, how you doing?
Ron, it's good to be back with you, buddy. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, it's always good having you here. Last time I think you and I talked, we were talking about a Christmas CD that you had, and then before that, it was the Bob Dylan CD. But now, coming up on the 13th, there's a big event that's going to be hosted. It's the annual dinner at the Palm Restaurant in Nashville of the Journey Home Project, and this is a brainchild of yours that helps veterans. Tell us about that before we get into all the other things that you're doing.
We started the Journey Home Project. We have always tried to help our veterans and our service people out, and we found that we were better served to do it, to start our own foundation, make sure where all our money went, keep up with it on a good basis, and have a auspices to raise money under. So we've been doing this now for several years, and it's a gratifying thing to do. Our veterans they're not taken care of like they should be, and there's an awful lot of loose ends tied up to help our veterans transition from serving in service to coming back home. So we try to help out when we can. We've done all kinds of things. We've helped veterans get educations. We've even helped some buy furniture. We've done all kinds of things for our best, just whatever we can do to make the transition easier. So that's what the Johnny Home Foundation is all about. It's all about helping veterans.
You know, I always say that the two resources that we have in this country that can never be slighted of anything they want are children and veterans, because if it weren't for the veterans, children wouldn't have yesterday's, today's, and tomorrow's. So what you're doing is sensational. It really is. I give you a lot of credit for it.
Thank you, and you're so right about that. I'm with you 100%. That's two of my favorite things to do is for children and veterans, absolutely.
That's it. Now, this year, a lot of things are happening. For example, earlier in the year, the announcement was made that you'd be in the Country Music Hall of Fame along with Randy Travis. Then, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum will have a Country Music Hall inductee exhibit of you called the Million Miles that's going to be opening on September 23rd, running through March of next year, featuring instruments, clothing, different types of sheet music, awards, childhood mementos, photographs. I think this is great, Charlie. Did you have a hand in doing this? Because I know one time I spoke to Crystal Gale, and she didn't know anything that was going to go in there.
Well, actually, I know a lot of the stuff that's going to be in there. We had a museum in downtown Nashville, and the folks who ran it lost the lease on it because they opened a bar there or something, so they lost the lease. And we had all of our stuff that we had in the museum, we had it all stored in one place. And it was kind of fortunate because when the Country Music Hall of Fame folks got ready to do this, they could come out and just most of the things that we had were in one place. But they also came to my house and they took pictures off the wall and album covers and some of my personal effects and things that that they think people have an interest in seeing. So I know a lot of the stuff is going to be there, but as to how it's going to be fixed, you know, it's one of the most interesting things I found out with the other museum we were involved in. See somebody else's concept of your life, that they take the artifacts of your life and arrange them in the way that they see them. And the folks at the Country Music Hall of Fame are professionals, and they do a good job. So I am just as interested in seeing this as anybody else is. I'd be interested in how they see my life.
You know, that's a very interesting point. My studio here has a lot of pictures of celebrities, mementos and stuff, and when people come into it, they'll say to me, boy, this is really interesting, and to me, I don't think it is. And then something that I think is interesting or unique, they don't even look at.
Yeah,
you bring up
a
very valid point. What other people perceive of your career.
Right.
That's very enlightening.
I found that out when they did the other museum. I knew the stuff, a lot of the stuff they were going to put in there, but I had no idea how they were going to arrange it. And to actually walk in and see how somebody else has took the pieces of your life, the things that mean something in your life, and has put them together the way that they see them, it's a pretty interesting thing.
Big year this year, the 13th of the next month, the Big Journey Home Project annual dinner. Then we're talking about just now the Country Music Hall of Fame Museum exhibit that's going to be opening on the 23rd of September through March of next year. Now, we got more things coming here, ladies and gentlemen. On October 28th, my friend Charlie Daniels is going to turn the big 8-4. Charlie, I know people that are 84. They don't have the energy, the perseverance, the talent, and the excitement that you have, my friend.
Very kind. It's kind of snuck up on me. It's like birthdays are just that way. You don't really think about them when they're there. Sometimes it's hard for me to realize that years of my life have gone by. The thing is, everybody says time rushes by, and it really does. But then if you want to kind of slow it down a little bit, if you'll take and sit and pull all the pieces out, expect them one at a time, just stop and think about all your experiences, all the things you've done, all the places you've been, all the people that you've met, the people you've seen, the situations you've been involved in, it kind of makes you realize, hey, yeah, I have been around a long time. And I'm writing a biography that I've been involved in for quite a few years to get it done, and I get a chance to do a lot of reminiscing. Because of that, I get a chance to recall a lot of things that happened a long time ago and kind of dredge them back up and enjoy the memories all over again. So if you're getting old and you think time's gone by in a hurry, stop and start start pulling those memories out one at a time and examining them, and you'd be surprised how time has not gone by nearly as fast as you think it has.
Is it therapeutic doing that, a biography?
I think it is. You know, my problem was always trying to find a stopping place or a pausing place. And one of the reasons being is because my career goes on. I'm not intending to retire. I have no plans to retire. So where do you stop? Where do you cut it off? Where do you, something memorable may happen. You know, like if I had cut this off a couple of years ago, I would not have, a few years ago, I would not even have the Grand Ole Opry invitation to join the Grand Ole Opry in there. I wouldn't have the Hall of Fame thing in there. So where do you find a stopping place? And when they told me that I was going to be inducted in the Country Music Hall of Fame, I thought, this is a great place to pause. When they put the medallion around my neck that says that I'm a member of the Hall of Fame, that's where my book will stop, right in that area right there.
Wow.
Because I think it's a great place to stop it.
Now, there's still more coming up for this year. Charlie's birthday is mentioned on October 28th, but the birthday volunteer jam will be on November 30th, and some of the people that will be on the bill will be Kid Rock, Chris Stapleton, Larry the Cable Guy, Travis Tritt. There's a lot more. You have played 100 shows in 365 days. A very outstanding accomplishment for anyone, especially one who has seen so much of road and still going strong.
I love the road. Yeah,
I know.
It's a lifestyle. This is a business like everything else. And I know a lot of young guys, when they come in, they get caught up in partying, and then I wake up every morning with a hangover, and you can't operate like that. You know, this is not a party. This is a business. And if you're treated as one, you can stay around for a while. If you don't, then you're not going to. So basically, I have learned in my years, all the years I've put in, that you treat it like a business. You go to bed at night, you get up in the morning, you go do your work, you get your rest. There's a way to do things and a way not to do things, and I've got to do it the right way.
The term show business is made up of two things, show and business. Unfortunately for us that like to be on stage, the show part of it is about 15%, and the business part is about 85%. The only way you can sustain longevity is to know the business end of it. When's the biography coming out, Charlie?
12 to 15 months, I understand, preparation time to get it out. Once I get it finished, I hope to get it finished this calendar year.
Okay, that sounds good. Well, Charlie, congratulations on everything that you're coming up. Again, the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum will examine the life and career of Charlie Daniels. Birthday coming up, of course, this great Journey Home Project annual dinner on September 13th, and a huge jam that's going to be coming up on November 30th with Charlie and Kid Rock, Chris Stapleton, Larry the Cable Guy, Travis Tritt, and more. Boy, Charlie, I'm tired and worn out just saying it, let alone having to do it like
you. Wow, yeah, you made me wonder how I'm going to get all that done.
I'm beat. I'm going to go take a nap. Hey, Charlie, you are always welcome here. You have a home here. You know it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure we'll talk again as time goes on, my friend.
Thanks, Charlie. Good luck, and we look forward to having you back real soon, okay?
God bless.
When they wrote the word country gentleman, they intended it to be Charlie Daniels. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Seggi today. That, of course, is my dear friend. He's the 20th century Francis Scott Key. I love that song. He's not only a great songwriter, a great singer, a great musician, but he's a patriot. And he's joining us right now to talk about another patriot, of course, saluting the great memory of Charlie Daniels, my good friend, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How are you? So nice to hear your voice again, my friend.
Thank you very much, Ron. Great to be talking to you.
You know, there's so much that you and I talk about when we get together. It seems that we could go on and on and on. And I appreciate you taking some time out right now and talk about the memory of Charlie Daniels. I've always said to you that you are the epitome of a Southern gentleman. And he, too, was like that.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm originally from California, but I take pride in the fact that I've lived in Tennessee almost 40 years, and I have a Tennessee bride and two Tennessee sons, so I guess you could say that I've sort of adopted the South, and they've adopted me. But talking about Charlie Daniels, who's one of the most beloved country music performers, violin player, I should say fiddle player.
Fiddle, yeah.
Violins for real sophisticated people. This guy was, you know, he's from Tennessee, and he's just salt of the earth, and we miss him so much. His performances were always electric. He is a leader in our community, and I considered him a mentor because when we would talk together, he would give me his perspective on things that we both admire, such as the country and country music and a variety of topics.
Lee, I was looking at a picture on the news story that they had on the internet, and there was you and Charlie talking backstage someplace. Looked like an in-depth conversation. You know, it's funny because so many people have success with instruments that are everyday instruments, guitar, piano, drums, saxophone, in the case of yourself, but he played the fiddle. I mean, it's hard to imagine that somebody playing a fiddle could go mainstream and be so popular with a lot of demographics.
Well, I think he was a fiddle player when he was very young. I remember him telling me that he used to play it in and around campfires when they used to have cookouts, and he just took to it like a duck to water, like I did my own instruments. And the fact that he was much older and still playing it like he was 20,
right.
I mean, he was a great musician.
Lee, as I mentioned in the introduction, and I always refer to you as the Francis Scott Key, because they keep on talking about changing the national anthem, and you know that I firmly believe that that national anthem should be God Bless the USA. But you are such a strong patriot, and he was too. And that's, I think, probably the texture that amongst the music that a lot of people have in common in country. Seems that country music really embraces those veterans.
Well, you know, maybe it's undefined, but I have friends in New York, California, Texas, and even in the Deep South, and their love for the country is the same. You know, I know that we're in the belt buckle of the Bible Belt here in Nashville, and there's a religious feeling about the country and about the earth, because many people here are farmers, like when I grew up, and I really admire the fact that these people embrace the country's traditions and its past, and yet here we are, you know, in the middle of like racial prejudice again, and it just, it's like going back to the 60s, and it just breaks my heart.
So proud too when I hear God Bless the USA played at the events where the president is at. There are so many artists that don't want their songs played there for political reasons, and boy, I just embrace the fact that you are featured so many times in all of the, basically in all of the rallies. Who really hit the road more every day? Was it you or Charlie? Because both of you guys are out there a lot.
Well, I think both of us were toured an awful lot, but I'd have to mention a lot of the names. And I think the leader might be the Oak Ridge Boys, who toured more than anybody in the business, because they were a gospel act, crossover to country, and they originated in bus touring before a lot of other country acts got a hold of that. And then some of the pop acts, and then, of course, the big tours started touring the stadiums. They would lease like 10 buses at a time. So it's a little bit of everything. When Charlie and I would meet, 9 times out of 10, it would be at a truck stop somewhere as we were going to and from, crisscrossing the United States, and some TA truck stop, and he'd get out of his bus, I'd get out of mine, we'd have a chance to talk. But it was always great to see him, no matter what the circumstance.
How many years did you know him, Lee?
Well, ever since I came to Nashville, of course, we started working at MCA Records and the other acts with me, Barbara Mandrell and the Oaks, George Strait. We would all have similar careers, and we would all end up at the same place, either the Country Music Association, the CMA Games downtown, the Olympic Games we had for years, or the Hall of Fame now that's just dedications each year. And that's about the place we'd run into each other, downtown Nashville.
Again, the camaraderie amongst country artists is staggering, and it's one that I think the industry is proud of. You mentioned the fact before about him, you know, giving you pointers and stuff. He seemed to be the kind of guy, at least all the millions of times that I talked to him, that was really open about his whole life. I mean, he was proud that the Country Music Hall of Fame brought him in. He was proud about this museum that was being in his honor. And he was 83 years old and out on that road. And he loved the road. He just seemed to, I mean, it's a certain kind of person. You are one, the Oak Ridge Boys, another, Willie Nelson, another. I've seen your home. It is gorgeous, but you love the road.
Well, Charlie was unabashed about making a point, particularly in his love for the military and the country. And every once in a while, sometimes I would draw back a little bit and not want to offend anybody, but whatever he believed in, he wrote about, and he would put it out long before social media and the newspaper. And then when social media came, he was not afraid to tweet something if he felt that somebody was treating the country unfairly or the military unfairly. So he was a leader in our community about that.
Well, Lee, I know that you're on a busy schedule. I know it's not from going from gig to gig with so many other things you do. I want to compliment you on the terrific audio and video that was posted last week with you and so many of the service people doing God Bless the USA. That needs an award. That was done fantastically, and I congratulate you for that and for your continued work with the military. And, my friend, I appreciate you doing this. And let's next time, and hopefully it's very, very soon, come back and let's talk about something that is a little bit of a lighter subject than, you know, mourning the death of our mutual friend.
All right. I have a new album that we'll talk about in the fall, all original songs, 20 songs for 2020. Hopefully we get it out this year. And our shows don't start until the end of August. So we'll look about that time to talk to you.
That sounds good. Lee, thanks again. Send my best to Kim and the boys. And thank you again for being a friend for all these years.
Thanks, Ron. Good health.
Thank you. Stay safe. Lee Greenwood has been our guest. We're talking about the late Charlie Daniels, of course, who he knew very, very well. And I want to thank Lee for doing this. He's on a real tough schedule these days, and taking time out to join us is a sign of a true friend. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 68,000 new coronavirus cases were reported on Friday in the United States, which broke the country's record for a third consecutive day. Utah, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Iowa, and Ohio all hit new high coronavirus highs on Friday. Much of the United States, from the Gulf Coast to the desert southwest, is under some form of heat warning this weekend. Temperatures are expected to reach a record high of 106 degrees in Dallas. Meanwhile, cities further west could see temperatures hit 120 degrees. Dr. Diane Hess has some ways to keep you cool while the temperatures remain hot.
Don't really need, many people turn to those hydration drinks like a Gatorade or an electrolyte drink. Water is fine to keep you hydrated. It's nicer if it's cool because then it does cool the core body temperature, like if you have cool fluids in you.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. We're doing something, as you already know, very special this week, paying tribute to one of our great friends on the show, a gentleman who really is the epitome of a Southern gentleman. And joining us right now is another great friend of mine. I've known this man a long, long time. He's one of the nicest guys you'll find in this business, and not only in this business, anywhere. Joining us right now from the great Oak Ridge Boys, my pal, Richard Sturban. Hi, Richard. Thanks. Welcome to the show, my friend.
Well, Ron, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I'm looking forward to our conversation. I certainly am.
Well, I hope that next time we talk about something a little bit more pleasant. But let's talk about a mutual friend of ours, and that, of course, is Charlie Daniels. You knew him very, very well, worked with him for many, many years. What was it like working with Charlie? Because he really was a Southern gentleman.
There's no question about it. Along with being a great musician, he made people forget about the violin and made them believe in the fiddle. and that is saying something, you know. But he was a tremendous musician. Much more importantly, he was a tremendous human being. He was a good, decent man. You know, he loved this country. He loved the good Lord above, and he, you know, was a special person. I am still kind of in shock, you know, when I got the news yesterday. It caused me to have a bad day all the way around, because even it's a tremendous loss for our business, and there's no doubt about it. I mean, I just can't say enough about, you know, the great person that Charlie was, and I am so honored that all four Oak Ridge Boys could call him a very dear friend, because he certainly was.
You know, it's amazing what you say about being in shock, because normally when you hear someone passing and they've been ill for a while, of course, you feel terrible about it. This was a real shock, because we had just talked to him recently. You know, he really was that. He worked a lot. He was like the Oak Ridge Boys. I mean, he told me he loved the road. And one of the things that I was always impressed with is that he said, you know, a lot of people get into this business and they party every night and have good times. He says, this is a business, and if you don't keep kind of track of what's going on in this business, the whole thing can get away from you.
Well, he's absolutely right about that. You know, you gotta take what you're doing seriously. Along with it being a pleasure to get up there and perform, you know, you gotta work at doing the best that you can possibly do. You know, those fans out there that pay their hard-earned money to come and see you, you know, I know Charlie felt the same way. They deserve the best that you could possibly give them, and so you got to be on top of things. You got to take care of yourself and take care of your business. That's very, very important.
Now, you, along with the other guys in the band, certainly have been so supportive of the military and first responders, and your association with presidents and the veterans. He too was like that. I remember talking to him distinctly about his organization, that just about everything that he did for these annual affairs that he had went all to military. It seems indicative in the country field. I don't know what it is. And I don't want to, you know, say that in pop or in rock or in rap that isn't happening, but it just seems to be more prevalent in the country field. Do you not think so there, Richard?
I totally agree with you, Ron. You know, and there was not a person in our business that supported, you know, the military more than Charlie Daniels. He loved the military. He loved our veterans. He loved the people that sacrificed their lives so we could enjoy the freedoms that we experience in this country. The Oak Ridge Boys feel the very same way. We do not ever do a show where we fail, and I know it's a double negative, but you know what I'm saying. We never do a show where we do not mention the military and mention our veterans and you know, the special place they have in our hearts, you know. So, and Charlie was the same way. He realized that we could not do what we love doing for a living if it wasn't for sacrifices that were made by so many people. And so he always honored the people in our military and especially our veterans.
Who do you think did more road dates than Charlie? The Oak Ridge Boys? I mean, you guys do. I think you do
well,
a little bit more.
Quiet. quite often people ask me about that. They ask all the Oak Ridge boys about that. You know, you guys work a lot. You know, do you know of another act that maybe works as much as you guys? The only other act that I can say that probably works as much as we have worked over the years, I would always mention Charlie. Charlie, yeah. You could count on the fact that if the Oak Ridge boys bus was out there on the road, so was Charlie's. Because, you know, it's what we love doing. We love getting on that stage, taking our music live to our fans and to our audiences. Charlie was the same way. And, I cannot say enough about him, certainly.
Yeah.
I recall, you know, one of the first times I ever met Charlie Daniels. You know, it was back in 1975, before we ever had a hit record. And we were working on a gospel project in a studio. Charlie Daniels came by the studio one night, and we asked him, he said, Charlie, would you mind maybe playing on this song for us a little bit? So he actually picked up a slide guitar, and he played on a song called Where the Soul Never Dies.
Wow.
It was in 1975, and before we had any hit records, you know, before Charlie had, you know, The Devil Went Down to Georgia, but we won a Grammy Award for that record of Where the Soul Never Dies. That was in 1975. And we kind of, you know, we knew Charlie before then, but that experience helped us establish a friendship with Charlie that lasted until when he did pass away.
Did you ever work on stage with him, Richard?
Oh, many, many times, certainly. You know, we did his volunteer jam on several occasions, you know, and worked a lot of fairs and dates around the country. And another thing about Charlie I will never forget. 5 years ago, we were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Right, right.
The very next year, Charlie Daniels, he followed the Oak Ridge Boys in to the Country Music Hall of Fame. And so if you go into that rotunda here in downtown Nashville, you're going to see the four faces of the Oak Ridge Boys in bronze, but just a short ways down that same wall, you'll see Charlie Daniels' face there, because he certainly belonged there. You know, when you think about everyone that's in the Country Music Hall of Fame, when you think about Elvis, and you think about Johnny Cash and Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Charlie Daniels definitely belongs in that family of people. And an honor to be there the night he was inducted. There's no doubt about it.
And like you guys, he's very, very receptive to the audience. I mean, I know I've been in your company before and after shows, and you welcome the fans, you love the fans. And he was the same way. It's amazing, because in this day and age of stars, whether, again, from all genres of music, they get a little bit of a prima donna going their way. And it's really refreshing with guys like yourself. And I mean this sincerely, because, you know how I feel about all four of you. And he was the same way. Always ready for an interview, always ready for a handshake, a picture, an autograph. And that is commendable in a business that really, a lot of times, yields some prima donnas. And you and I both know that is.
Well, you're right about that, Ron. And thank you for the compliment towards the Oak Ridge Boys, but it definitely goes in Charlie Daniels' direction. I mean, there was not a better person, a person that was, gave more of himself to our industry, just a special person. And his passing certainly is just a tremendous loss. All of us feel like we have a big hole in our hearts today because Charlie's gone.
Yeah.
But we do know one thing. That Charlie's in a better place, and we all expect to see him again someday.
Absolutely. You know, Richard, and this is the other thing, and I don't want to get sentimental, but I really mean this. This is the reason why people like yourself and your friendship mean so much. It's too bad we don't see more of each other, because it's things like this that bring reality to the forefront.
Well, you're right about that, Ron, and you've always been so kind to the Oak Ridge Boys as well as Charlie Daniels. You've been so kind to our business, and thank you so much for that. You know, and like I said earlier, I was expecting to enjoy our conversation today, and maybe down the road we can get together and talk some more, and maybe, like you said, maybe we'll talk about baseball, something a little more pleasant.
Let's talk about baseball, and let's talk about getting back on the road again after all these crazy times.
I can tell you what, we've got four Oak Ridge Boys right here that are chomping at the bit. We cannot wait to get back out there.
I hear you. Richard, thank you so much for joining us. Tell all the guys I said hello, and God bless you, my friend.
Yeah, God bless you, Ron. Thank you so much.
Richard Sturban, boy, I tell you, one of my good friends from the Oak Ridge Boys, and we wanted to get Richard on the air to talk about what is really a very sad weekend, and that is the passing of Charlie Daniels.
Hey, Ron, once again, thank you, my friend. Like I said, you've always been so kind to us, and thank you again. And down the road, let's talk some more, and we'll talk about something a little more quick.
That's a plan, Richard. Let's do that. Thanks, Richard. And when we come back, Travis Tritt remembers Charlie Daniels. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at gcnlife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know you tried to tell me what was lacking, but I guess I must have missed it by my.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Sedgy today, and you're listening to the voice of one of the most talented guys in our business today that I'm excited to have on the show. I wish it was under different circumstances, but he's going to come back, and we're going to talk about a lot of other things. But today we're going to talk about a very special mutual friend of ours. Joining us right now is Travis Tritt. Hi, Travis. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us today, my friend.
My pleasure, Ron. Thank you.
I look down all the things you've done in a remarkable career. This week, we're paying tribute to our mutual friend, Charlie Daniels. You had a very close relationship with this man, and he really was the epitome of a Southern gentleman. Was he not, Travis?
He truly was. Charlie, the first time that I worked with Charlie was in right after my first single in 1989, and he opened some shows at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, and every night he would come out and he would sit on the side of the stage and watch my show, told me that he really loved what I did and that he was a fan and he felt that I was going to have a career as long as I wanted one, just gave me all the encouragement, also offered his advice. For, he said, I know it's, if you're just getting started in this business, how confusing it can be. And he said, I just want to, he said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world. I've never claimed to be. Help you with as far as giving you advice on, or maybe just kind of showing you how to put things in perspective. He said, here's all my phone numbers. I use those numbers numerous, numerous times. He taught me everything I know about the business side of the music industry.
It's amazing you say that, Travis, because in one of my many conversations with him, I was always in awe of the fact of how he treated the business end of it. He told me one time, he said, you know, a lot of people get into this business, and when they first start in, every night's party night and everything else. He says, you got to really, and boy, he's the first guy that ever said this to me, you got to realize that show business is part show and mostly business.
Yeah.
And if you don't take care of that business, then the whole thing goes down the tubes. And you're reflecting that, because that's exactly what his attitude was. Here's a guy that spent his entire life on the road because it was his branding, his business.
Absolutely, and he knew how to grow his brand probably better than anybody I've ever met in the industry in my entire life. He was very much in control of his entire organization. He knew all of the ins and outs, and he was very on top of every single decision that was made on a day-to-day basis. And he taught me to have the same type of awareness and the same type of input into my career, and I can't tell you how beneficial those words of advice have been to me throughout the year.
I know you worked with him on stage on several different occasions, and you know what's amazing to me? Here's a man who played a fiddle. Now, actually, it was a violin, but, you know, everybody kind of termed it was a fiddle. And he gained so much popularity among a wide demographic playing an instrument that isn't really always indicative of any kind of a music star, a contemporary music star. I mean, it's either guitar or drums or piano or something of that nature. And he took that fiddle and he made it mainstream.
He was incredible with, he was such a great musician across the board. I think a lot of people don't realize the fact that not only was Charlie a tremendous fiddle player, but Charlie started out in the business as a guitar player. As a matter of fact, he played on three of Bob Dylan's albums.
Yeah.
That were done in Nashville as a guitar player. Bob Dylan really liked his guitar playing, and he came in to fill in for somebody else on a session. He came in, and he just played on one session, and he was getting ready to pack up and after the session was over. And Bob Dylan said, no, wait a minute, where are you going? I like you. I like your playing. I want you to stay and play on all of it. And he ended up working with Bob on the rest of the entire album and also two more albums after that. So he was just the consummate musician. He was extremely good. And the funny thing about Charlie that I noticed, because I did work with him a lot on the road, as a matter of fact, the last tour that he did, which was last year, was opening for me. And
wow.
Charlie and I got to spend a lot of time together over the years, recorded together, we've written together, we've performed together more times than I can count on numerous stages all over the country. He was 82 years old last year, sounded better I think, than I had ever heard him in my entire 35 years of knowing him. Incredible musician and an incredible singer. I think his voice got better as he got older, which that's not supposed to happen.
Right.
But he was so good at not only being a musician, but at being an entertainer. I loved working with Charlie Daniels, but the one thing about working with Charlie is if you're going to follow Charlie Daniels on any stage, you better be on your best game, because he is going to go out there and absolutely slay that audience, and he'll pour every... He left it all on the field every single night, left it all on stage every single night. That's one of the things that made him the guy that he was.
Travis, he did a Christmas CD a few years ago, and I listened to it, and I don't remember such a resonant voice when he would sing. It was the bass, it was the sound, it was the timbre, it was everything. A couple of years ago, while you were talking about Bob Dylan, he did a tribute CD to Bob Dylan.
Yes.
Of his material, and he was very proud of that. But up to the time that I talked to him, he had not heard from Bob Dylan. Do you know if he ever did? Because if he didn't, that's a shame.
I don't know if he ever did or not. That's a really good question. I know that he worked with Bob Dylan's producer, and I don't know about if he ever heard from Bob Dylan after he did that tribute album. It was a wonderful album.
It was, yeah. At the time I talked to him, he was a little disappointed that he hadn't yet, and he was hoping to, because he was such a big fan and put so much work into it. I understand, Travis, that you are going to be part of the funeral ceremonies.
They have asked me to sing at the services, and it's going to be difficult, probably one of the most difficult things I've ever done in my life, because I was so close with Charlie. I know if Charlie was here, I know exactly what he would say. And cowboy, go out and just do your job. He was the ultimate professional, and that's what he expected everybody else to do too. So I'm going to try to go out and be the ultimate professional for Charlie Daniels and send him out with all of the respect that the man deserves.
If anybody can do it, it can be you, Travis. I know, like I said earlier, that we've been trying to get you on the show for a long time. My son Scott keeps on saying, don't worry, Dad, we'll get Travis on the show. And I know that hasn't happened yet up until now, but would you please come back and join us soon, and let's talk about what you have planned for the fall. And I know you've been in the studio and some other things that we can chat about. A remarkable career, my friend.
I would love to do that, Ron. Thank you, Ron. Take care.
Travis Tritt has been our guest. We're paying tribute to the great Charlie Daniels. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Changing the world, one life at a time. Every year I go in and see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
That's going to wrap up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this tribute to Charlie Daniels. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Lee Greenwood, Richard Sturbin from the Oak Ridge Boys, Travis Tritt, who is performing at the funeral of Charlie Daniels, and also I hope you enjoyed the interview that we did, our first interview of the hour. That was our last interview with Mr. Charlie Daniels. Next hour, country music star Jeannie Seeley, from Bar Rescue John Taffer, from the Tamron Hall Show, Tamron Hall, and Dr. Robert Weschler. And that's all coming up next hour, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today.